As the Trump administration slashes federally funded institutions and programs, the Division of HIV Prevention and the CDC may also be on that list. Advocates say Milwaukee could lose more than $1 million in funding for HIV testing, prevention, and treatment if the proposed cuts happen. Vivant Health is a major provider of HIV treatment and prevention services in Milwaukee. WUWM's Eric Von Fellow, Maria Peralta Arellano, reports on the potential impact of the cuts on Vivant.
It was in the 1980s and 90s when the country first saw a rise in HIV diagnoses. Through statewide efforts, public policy, and support networks, Wisconsin and other states made significant progress to control the HIV epidemic. Bill Keaton has spent 20 years with Vivant Health in Milwaukee, providing HIV prevention and care to marginalized communities.
We have about 8,000 people across the state living with HIV, and happy to say that HIV morbidity and mortality, the number of new infections, the number of people who are getting sick from or passing away from HIV is amongst the lowest in the nation. We like to say that people with HIV live longer, healthier lives in Wisconsin than just about any other state in the nation.
In addition to treating patients, Vivant Health offers on-site access to resources such as dentists, food pantries, mental health services, and housing support. The goal is to help patients with the barriers that might prevent them from seeking treatment.
HIV is, in that regard, no different. It thrives in environments where there is racism, classism, homophobia, socioeconomic disadvantage. And what we know, unfortunately, is that today in America and throughout the state, those isms, if you will, continue to perpetuate and continue to have an impact on especially young folks and folks of color.
Recently, the Trump administration proposed cuts to the Division of HIV Prevention in the CDC, the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. According to Vivant Health, if approved, more than $1 billion in national funding for HIV testing, treatment, prevention, and other resources could become unavailable. Vivant Health receives roughly $1.9 million from the CDC through partnerships with the state to provide services to patients. Most of those funds go to services in the Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin area. Keaton hopes the funding will be protected by legal contracts already in place, but the uncertainty is concerning.
At the end of the day, what it means is if the $1.9 million in CDC-derived funding that Vivant Health receives goes away, we're going to be unable to sustain the level of services and reach the number of people we need to reach to continue to successfully address the HIV epidemic in the state of Wisconsin. And that's really unfortunate because we know these programs are working.
Keaton worries that funding cuts could hurt the progress made toward early detection of HIV and lowering the number of new infections.
We can reasonably talk about ending HIV as an epidemic in this nation probably by 2030 or 2035 if we continue to invest in the programs that are currently working. Now is not the time to go backwards and set us back decades as we try and reach a goal that I think everyone, regardless of political affiliation, would agree is a noble goal.
Vivant Health is also watching how other federal funding cuts could affect their patients' lives. Most of their patients live at or below the federal poverty level. Government programs such as Medicaid and Medicare often provide access to medications that otherwise could cost thousands of dollars. I'm Eric Von Fellow, Maria Peralta Arellano, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.